Pop Defect Radio. Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. My name is Skidmark Bob, and we're going to trek through some of the most independent, uncensored, conscious music. I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
Marijuana!
Thank you. más que medio. Gasta la neta, compra onza y medio. Saca un chingo, hazte un leño. Marihuana, ay. Andas crudo, buscas el medio. Gasta la neta, compra onza y medio. Saca un chingo, hazte un leño. Marihuana, ay. Marihuana, marihuana, brujería. Si te cansas de esta hierbita. Marihuana, marihuana, cocaína. Chingate una grapa de la fina. Marihuana tiene el manito. Los pendejos buscan polvito. Ahora no te pones drogadito. Y te hagan con los kilos. Ay. Marihuana, brujería, marihuana. Brujería tiene marihuana. Marihuana me cojo tu hermana.
Like me, slow, stupid, and hungry. Slow, stupid, and hungry. creativity. That's all I want to say.
And now from the great land of the ganja goddess. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Angels, we have heard our high. Smoking joints up in the sky. Delusions are floating by. Paranoia's running wild. Ganja. In excess ain't dangerous. Heard our high, smoking doobies in the sky. Smoked me out on Sunday night. Now church really does feel right. Ganja, in excess ain't dangerous. Munching down sin among buns. Boy, those Catholics are uptight. Glad I took this flight tonight.
Yeah.
Ganja. In excess ain't
dangerous.
Ganja. In excess ain't dangerous.
Conception.
Ganja. In excess ain't dangerous.
Pop Defect Radio. Soundtrack of the Resistance. Please stay tuned for playlist and contact information at the end of this half hour broadcast.
In the meadow.
rather tote, because in mud women laugh. Out comes smoke. A little bit of ivory goes a long, long way, and then a whole lot of chronic bone to make my day.
Still listening to Pop Defect Radio. That was the Mud Women with Lap of the Lion off of their Mysteries of Inner Beauty CD on Broken Ree Kids Records. We heard Just Kidding with Burn off their Moral Compass record on Kill Bush Records. We also heard Bitch and Animal with Ganja off of their Eternally Hard album on Righteous Babe Records. We heard from MDC doing Slow, Stupid, and Hungry off their Shades of Brown CD on NRA, New Red Archives Records. We heard Delta 9 with their track Stoned off their Alpha Decay album on Vinyl Communications Records. We also heard a rare Brujeria song called Marijuana off of their CD titled Marijuana on Chupacabra Records. And we started the whole thing off with a track called Marijuana, done by Life After Life off their album CD Just Trip on Alternative Tentacles Virus 192. And I hope you enjoyed this special edition of Pop Defect Radio, talking about that sweet leaf marijuana. And I want to dedicate this show to all the medical marijuana patients who are now being deprived of their medicine thanks to the DEA and their fascist policies shutting down medical marijuana clubs all over the country at this time. We recently had a bust of the medical marijuana WAM, W-A-M. MMM, the Wham group who gives away medical marijuana to their patients for free. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You could email me, Skidmark Bob, for more information. SkidmarkBob at rattlebrain.com. That's SkidmarkBob at rattlebrain.com. You can find this program as well as find other programs uploaded to www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3, www.microradio.net/FRSC. If you want to check our stream out, if it's up, or check out our wonderful website. And I think we'll end this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio. Actually, I think we'll just continue the track that's playing behind me from a band called The Sucking Chest Wound off their album War on Drugs. Of course, legalize it. Medical marijuana must be legalized today. Once again, our federal government has no acknowledgement to the democracy of the people, as we all in California voted for 215. As a matter of fact, our state and city council approves the usage of medical marijuana, yet the federal government refuses to acknowledge the democracy that we have all voted for. Marijuana must be legal to the medical marijuana patients, especially to the patients who are going to be in hard times now, thanks to our wonderful DEA. Thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
I think it's a really smart thing to do would be to legalize it.
Because the price of the war, which is what it is, on drugs, is just too high.
Are you saying then that drugs such as hashish and marijuana should be decriminalized? I think that marijuana should be legalized.
That should be legal.
I don't like it. Not at all.
Marijuana should be legal.
Legalization of marijuana is underway. There's a lot of good to be reaped.
You can legalize it and sell it in a beer or liquor store.
They could sell it at the liquor store and tax it highly. A lot of our callers are phoning in talking about decriminalizing, even legalizing drugs.
At least a third of adults, for example, have at some stage in their life experimented with cannabis. Half of all lawyers admit to having used it.
What would you think of the government legalizing all kinds of drugs?
No, oh no, can't do that.
I don't know.
Well, it depends on the drug and the form of legalization.
There never is an easy answer.
Decriminalization. Perhaps a shift of resources away from this foolish drug war to actual education, and particularly treatment on demand. I would argue for a de facto decriminalization. Perhaps not legalizing, but simply not putting people in jail with the same speed we do right now.
Our courts, our prisons, our legal system are stretched to the breaking point.
You're under arrest for loitering and possession of cocaine. You got the right to remain silent.
More prisons,
more jails, more courts, and more prosecutors.
Do you think the government should crack down on the use of illegal drugs?
The federal government has spent over $51 billion fighting this war.
Today we've got over 450 prisoners per 100,000 population. We've gone from 100 to 450 in a decade. We can learn from the drug war. This is phenomenal. This has got to stop.
If people feel that the law doesn't make a lot of sense, they're not likely to respect it.
They bust the little guy, and that's where the prison is built. Big guys still walk away.
This year alone, the U.S. will spend $20 billion on building and maintaining our prison system.
Systematically targeted for incarceration by the war on drugs, even though the majority of users are white.
This is America, the largest blackest prison population on earth, a judiciary of white, male, biased millionaires, a land smoldering in racial, class, sexual, ecological conflict.
It's going to require, obviously, a more complex social agenda than simply saying no to drugs.